Every day, millions of Americans rely on the legacy media to provide them with exactly what the media refused to give: the truth. Instead, they champion hyperbolic headlines and use ad hominem attacks and intellectual tones in order to sway the public in the direction of their choosing, which continues to lean further away from objective truth and closer to leftist ideals. But we're going to make things a little harder for the establishment. Introducing our newest podcast, Morning Wire, a daily news show that brings you the facts first on the news you need to know. Our aim is to deliver an alternative news source that you can trust in your podcasts. The first episode is available right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. So go subscribe right now and start listening today. We started Daily Wire in 2015 with the intention of providing a trustworthy news source with a conservative perspective directed toward bringing you the facts without the leftist bias. The Daily Wire mission was simple: bring our readers and listeners the facts and provide the context necessary to both understand the issues and to debunk the legacy media's predictable yet increasingly more ridiculous spin on those facts. Our staff began with just four writers, one of whom was our current editor-in-chief, John Bickley. Under John's leadership, we built a powerful newsroom of investigative reporters, opinion journalists, and writers dedicated to ensuring you see the news first and form your own opinions instead of blindly repeating what the left tells you. Now, John takes his experience and integrity to podcast as co-host of Morning Wire.
Following a report from the U.S. Surgeon General, the White House has criticized big tech for its role in the spread of what they're calling health misinformation, saying that the consequences have been deadly.
Here to tell us more is Daily Wire's Ian Howarth. Ian, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John.
So, deadly consequences of false health info online. What is the administration saying here?
They're looking to crack down on what they see as misinformation on social media. The specific focus for them is what they describe as health misinformation, usually related to COVID-19.
Right, but haven't we already seen platforms take a lot of action on COVID?
Yes, but the administration is saying it's not enough. Now, this all started when the U.S. Surgeon General released a report which called on big tech platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to impose consequences for violating the private platform's policies. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki then followed up, saying that the Biden administration is proactively flagging misinformation, effectively telling companies like Facebook which posts are problematic and should be addressed.
We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
Press Secretary Psaki then pushed for more action from tech companies, saying that users who post misinformation should face broad consequences across all platforms.
Well, so you shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you are for providing misinformation out there.
Why would they be doing this now?
Well, the Biden administration is arguing that platforms like Facebook haven't been proactive enough when it comes to misinformation. They're saying the results of their current approach have been deadly. President Biden claimed recently, for example, that platforms like Facebook are killing people by allowing so-called COVID misinformation to spread.
COVID misinformation. What's your message to platforms like Facebook?
They're killing people.
Killing people. That's a serious charge. Has Facebook responded?
They did. A spokesperson for Facebook said they will not be distracted by accusations which aren't supported by the facts. The big tech giant added that more than 2 billion people have viewed reliable information about COVID-19 and vaccines on Facebook. That's more than any other place on the internet, they said.
John's commitment to truth and courage in confronting the establishment media narrative makes DW a must-read every day, and now makes Morning Wire a must-listen. So, subscribe now to Morning Wire on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a beat. And if you like what you hear, leave a 5-star review, help point fellow Americans in the direction of the truth. Thanks for listening.